Justin Trudeau mocked over support of 2 LGBT+ Canadians, condemning biphobia. By Joshua Klein on September 21, 2023. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is being ridiculed for voicing his support for 2 LGBT+ citizens while condemning supposed widespread biphobia. As Canadians marched against the pushing of gender ideology in the school system. In a Wednesday post, the far-left Canadian Prime Minister expressed the point in a message widely seen as virtue signaling. "Let me make one thing very clear, transphobia, homophobia, and biphobia have no place in this country," he wrote on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. "We strongly condemn this hate and its manifestations. And we stand united in support of 2 LGBT+ Canadians across the country. You are valid and you are valued." The post drew mockery from many personalities online, with the conservative comedy duo Kevin Hodge and Keith Hodge, better known as the Hodge Twins, posting a sequence of laughter emojis alongside the unusual term used by Trudeau. "Let me make one thing clear, substitute drama teachers who did not achieve anything in life until they were parachuted into their current job are valid and valued," wrote evolutionary behavior scientist Dr. Gad Saad, who has long warned against woke ideology. "Your vacuous platitudes are loved, accepted, and seen," he added. Mockingly thanking Trudeau, Saad posited that there is a real epidemic of institutionalized hate against bisexuals in Canada, but especially in Manitoba. "You are so compassionate, empathetic, and kind," he wrote in another post. "Your ethos of universal love is the fuel that we need to power the engines of our soul. Let me make one thing very clear, once again you are on the wrong side of history," wrote clinical psychologist and best-selling author Dr. Jordan Peterson, who referred to Trudeau as a pathetic, narcissistic, and compassion-mongering lying actor who will destroy Canada. "Is this the Muslims you're talking about? Just want to be sure," he added in another post, referring to the Canadian Prime Minister as a sad excuse for a worm. "Hey Groomdo, listen to us clearly, protecting children is not any type of phobic. You using that in our community as a cover to continue harming them is hurting not just them, but us, the people you seem to worship and bow down to," wrote Gays Against Groomers, an activist coalition opposed to the sexualization, indoctrination and medicalization of children. "We want this ended. And we are so proud of that 1 million March 4C and what our friends to the north accomplished today," the group added. "Allow me to translate. Canada is no place to raise a family. It is no place for any traditional, religious, moral, or otherwise normal human being to raise a family free from the tyranny of an amoral, corrupt and evil ideology," wrote conservative commentator Ian Miles Chung. "That is what wokeness is. Where did biphobia come from?" asked comedian Danny Polishuk. Former People's Party of Canada candidate Paul Mitchell, Red Deer Mountain View, provided a translation of the post. "Let me make one thing very clear, the Liberal Party supports radical gender activists. We are against parental rights and the protection of children in schools. We strongly condemn parents who march to protect their kids as hateful bigots," he wrote. This is not the first time the Canadian PM suffered ridicule for a similar incident. Previously, Trudeau used a similar acronym, 2 LGBT+ people, in a social media post. The term reportedly stands for two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex and asexual, as further detailed by Carolyn Bennett, the Canadian Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations. The matter comes as scores of Canadians took to the streets of major cities Wednesday to protest the pushing of woke gender ideology in schools as part of a 1 million March 4th children campaign. In July, a poll revealed that Canadians are turning against the transgender ideology even as Trudeau pushes it. Last month, Breitbart News reported that Canadian conservative politicians have begun rolling back Trudeau's pro-transgender policies, with the right-of-center conservative government in Ontario announcing that parents should be told when their children adopt an opposite-sex persona in schools. "We understand though that parents must be fully involved and fully aware of what's happening in the life of their children," said Stephen Lecce, the education minister of Ontario, which is Canada's largest province. The statement is a corrective change by Ontario's semi-conservative government, which is now facing strong public opposition to its pro-migration policies. The party's rhetorical change follows the public's changing views towards Trudeau's government-promoted transsexualism. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.